我想开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
For the beginning, I'd like you to read the passage in the Bible, with me.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter two.
第二章第七节。
Verse two. Verse seven. I'm sorry.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里。他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶利米书
Jeremiah
先知耶利米书第三十一章
Prophet Jeremiah chapter 31
三十一节到三十四节
Verse 31 through 34
耶和华说日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约我虽做他们的丈夫他们却背了我的约这是耶和华说的耶和华说那些日子以后我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样我要将我的律法放在他们里面写在他们心上我要做他们的神他们要做我的子民他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我我要赦免他们的罪孽不再纪念他们的罪恶这是耶和华说的。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days.Declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
新约罗马书第七章
New Testament, Romans,Chapter 7,
第十二节到十四节
Verse 7 to 12
no, 12 to 14
12 through 14
第七章
Chapter 7
这样看来律法是圣洁的诫命也是圣洁公义良善的既然如此那良善的是叫我死吗断乎不是叫我死的乃是罪但罪者借着那良善的叫我死就显出真是罪叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的但我是属乎肉体的是已经卖给罪了
第七章
第七章十二到十四
Verse 12 So then the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Therefore, did that which is good become a cause of death for me? May it never be, rather it was sin, in order that it might be shown to be sin by effecting my death through that which is good, so that through the commandments, sin would become utterly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
第八章第一节到第四节
Chapter 8, verse 1 through 4
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 1
24节
Verse 24
彼得前书一章24节 因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
So Peter chapter 1 verse 24, all the flesh is like a grass, all its glory like the flower of grass, and grass withers and the flower falls off.
彼得后书第三章
2 Peter chapter 3
第十节
verse 10
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with the roar, and the elements will be destroyed with the intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
我们最后看约翰一书第四章。
Then lastly, let's take a look at the 1 John chapter 4.
第四章
chapter 4
第十七节
verse 17.
我们就读最后那一句话就可以。
We're going to read the last sentence.
因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Because as He is, so also are we in the world, in this world.
那么今天早晨呢，我可能和弟兄姊妹交通的是一些圣经中非常基要的真理。This
morning, I'd like to share very basic fundamental truth in the Bible.
其实基要真理呢，就是圣经的根本。Actually,
the fundamentals in the truth actually are the foundation of the truth.
我们看一看教会历史，或者看看今天地上教会的光景。Look
through the history of the church and look at the condition on this earth today.
我们会发现，无论个人或者教会。 很多的时候我们所犯的错误呢，都是在一些根本的事物上犯错误。
So we can see that when we make mistake, whether individually or as a church, we made mistake on the very basic fundamental truth.
诗篇第十一篇第三节有这样的话。
So in the Psalm 11 verse 3 says this.
他是说 根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
If a foundation is destroyed, what can a righteous do?
所以我们晓得，在很多事上，如果在根本上错误，就全部都错。So
in many things, if we are wrong in foundation, then everything else will be wrong.
我们如果起点错误，我们就达不到终点。We
are wrong at the start, then we'll never reach the goal.
所以对基督徒来讲，
So for a Christian,
如果我们在根本的事物上错误的话,
if we are wrong in the fundamental,
我们就完全达不到神的目的,
then we will not reach the purpose of God.
或者呢，我们达不到神所要我们达到的目的,
or in other words, we cannot achieve what God wants us to achieve.
所以这其实是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
那么我们在这里今天早晨要交通什么呢？
So we'd like to share it this morning.
我想呢，我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
So after Christian was saved,
我们有了一个新的生命，
We have new life.
但是我们里面还有旧的生命，
But we also have an old life in us.
所以因此对一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后， 他第一件主要做的是 就需要分辨什么是新生命，什么是旧生命。
So therefore, a Christian once he was saved, the first thing he needs to do is to distinguish what is from the old life, what is from new life.
那么这是一个非常基本的东西。
Now this is a very fundamental thing.
但是这个也是影响非常深远的一件事情。
But it also influences great deal.
如果我们不能分辨什么是新生命，什么是旧生命。
If we cannot discern what is the old life, what is the new life,
可能在我们一生里面会犯下重大的错误。
Then we'll make a very big mistake in our life.
我们就达不到神所要我们达到的那个目的。
We will not arrive to the goal, the purpose of God.
所以让我们开头说，先来看一看什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
So from the start, let's look at what is old life, what is new life.
我们知道整个万有的生命都是从神来的。
We know all lives came from God.
那么今天呢，所有受造之物所得出的生命呢，我们称它为旧生命。
You know, all the creatures, when we received life, we called it the old life.
在创世纪第一章，让我们看见。
In the Genesis 1, we can see
这个生命是怎样来的。
Where does that life come from?
神创造了植物。
God created plants.
那么圣经告诉我们说，他说有就有了。
Bible tells us, when he spoke, it is done.
然后呢，神创造动物。
Then God created animals.
那么动物呢，就是用神的手所造的。
Oh, God created them with his hand.
啊，比植物稍微高级一点。
Now it's a little bit further ahead, than plants.
唯独人的生命呢，是神口中的气所产生出来的。
Only human life was created through the breath of God.
我们中国人呢，很早就领悟这个。
Chinese actually knew this long time ago.
我们常常讲，人活着就是那一口气。
We also said, human being and live, the life is hinged on that breath.
所以我们一辈子都在那里争那口气。
So all through our life, we strive for that one breath.
所以呢，这口气一没有了，就没什么好争的了。
When that breath is gone, you're done.
所以那口气还在，所以我们还要争这口气。
But as long as that breath is still with you, then you're living.
有时候我们自己不行，我们要对我们的儿女说，你要为我争那口气。
Sometimes our breath is almost gone, so we told our children that you have to strive for that breath for me.
的确，圣经告诉我们，人活着是从这口气来的。
Because the Bible tells us truly that man's life came from that breath.
那么我们知道，神把人用红土造成之后呢，吹了一口气在里面，他就成了有灵的活人。
So God made man out of the red clay, and he breathed into him the breath of life.
那么圣经讲他成了一个活的魂的 living soul.
And Bible tells us that the man became a living soul.
那么这是我们这个受造的生命的来源。
This is where our created life came from.
但是我们都知道，这个受造的生命呢，它是一个暂时的，也是一个有限。
But this created life is temporary and is limited.
它是受时间空间的限制的。
It's limited by space and time.
当初神造人的时候呢，在没有犯罪之前，神是有个心意的。
When he created man before they sinned, there was a purpose in God's heart.
那神让他们活得很长。
God allowed them to live very long life.
所以圣经里面你看见有人活到八九百岁。
So you can see that in the Bible that people can live to the 800, 900 years old.
但是人堕落之后呢？
But after man fell,
人的生命被罪恶玷污了。
Our life was contaminated by sin.
神就看人呐，活得实在痛苦。
God saw man living in such a miserable condition.
所以神说，能把他的人寿命给他减短，把最高能到120岁。
So God says, let's shorten their life to 120 years old.
其实这是神的一个智慧呀。
Because this came from God's wisdom.
你知道我们做人呐，很辛苦啊。
You know that to live on earth is very difficult.
几十年了，很多时候我们都受不了。
You know, just only a few decades, but we already under pressure.
如果像我们这样的生活，那活几百岁啊，那真的是痛苦万分，对不对
？If a lifespan prolonged to several hundred years, then we're in a great suffering.
我们人很矛盾。
So we are in this paradox.
一方面呢, 很痛苦, 但是又一方面又不想死,
What, on one hand we're suffering, but on the other hand that we do not want to die.
所以神说呢, 我来帮你吧, 把它缩短一点。
For so God said, yeah, let me help you out, so let me shorten your life.
其实缩短的是会减少痛苦的。
Because in this way, God shortened the suffering as well.
这是神的大怜悯。
Because this is from His great mercy.
因为这个生命已经被罪恶玷污了。
Because your life already contaminated by sin.
它越长就越多的痛苦。
The longer you live, the more suffering you're going to go through.
并且我们知道这个受造的生命它是会衰老的。
We know that this created being, life, can also age.
所以彼得使徒彼得就说了。
So Apostle Peter said this.
他说我们的生命像草。He
says our life is like grass.
那么我们的美容呢像草上的花。Our
beauty like flowers on the grass.
这个草会枯干，花会凋谢。The
grass can wither and the flowers falls off.
这是对整个我们人的生命的一个非常好的一个描述，对不对？
This is excellent description of human life.
我们看一个小孩生出来之后呢，有一段时间生长，然后下面开始怎么样，就开始衰老了。
We saw the new baby born, and then what followed is that he will grow old.
所以呢，西方人在这方面比我们有智慧一点。So
Westerners are more wise in this area.
这个 baby 生出来几天，我们就问 ，How old is the baby?
So when baby was born just few days, we asked, How old is the baby?
对吧？那几天他就开始 old.
It was just a few days.
因为这个生命是衰老的生命。
But we asked him, How old are you?
所以我们晓得一个人呢。 其实真正像花一样的年龄呢，恐怕这个不能超过30岁，对不对？
I think in our life that we grow like a flower is only maybe up to 30 years old.
我们现在看在座年轻的弟兄姊妹都很好看。So
when we see these young people among us, they are very beautiful.
但是你们要小心，很快就到我这样子。
But be careful, you're going to be like me very soon.
我年轻时候也很好看。
Because when I was young, I looked very also beautiful.
但是很快的就衰老了。
But very soon I became old.
你把你从前年轻的照片拿出来看看，哇，不堪回首，对不对？
If you take a picture you've taken when you're young, you're really hard to look at.
但是这是神的定命啊。
But this is what God appointed.
这是旧造的生命的一个定命啊。
This is what is destined for the old life.
并且有一天这个旧造生命要结束。
One day the old life will end.
不仅旧造的生命结束，整个旧造都要结束。
Not only the old created life ends, but also all the old creation will end.
虽然神给我们呢，这是一个短暂的东西。
Even though God gave us this temporary thing.
因为这是伟大的全能神的。
But because it is still creation of this all-powerful God,
所以他的创造也是非常的精美的。
So even in the old creation, it's also very delicate.
因为他给人呢有相当的智慧和能力。
So he gave man with the endowed on man with the tremendous wisdom and ability. He gave us the ability.
也给我们有丰富的情感。
He gave us a deep emotion.
所以你看见，这是我们今天所生活的人类的社会。
This is a society we live in.
哇，我感觉人真聪明啊。We
can see that human beings are very smart.
不得了啊，我有的时候拿那个 cell phone，我就觉得这个人真聪明啊。Whenever
I pick up the cell phone, I said, "Wow, human beings are very smart."
哇，你在全世界，你不要在哪一个城市里面，在哪个山沟的里面，你就可以跟那边的人。 这个就对话起来，你看看。
Even though you're in a remote part of the earth, and even you're down in some valley or trench, you can still communicate with another person in another part of the world.
难怪大卫在诗篇139篇14节有这样的话。
So Psalm 139:14, David says this.
他说我的受造奇妙可畏。
He says, "My creation is wonderful and is fearsome."
虽然是个短暂的东西,
Even though it is a temporary
是个暂时的东西,
thing, it is just for temporary.
但是不是全能神的手, 所以呢,
because it came from God, who is Almighty, it's not an easy thing to make.
那么这个生命呢, 是我们今天 引以为荣，最骄傲也是最习惯的一个生命。
So this life is what we put our pride on and what we accustomed to.
所以我们人说，你看我们是万物之灵啊。
So we're saying that we are the spirit of all creation.
所以说创造了整个万有，所有的动物都赶不上我们人。
So we say that among all the creation or creatures God made, we are above all.
所以我们看看我们人类，我们觉得实在了不起。
So we look at human beings, we are great.
结果我们就忘记了，这只不过是一个暂时的东西。
But we forget that this is just for temporary.
并且它不仅是暂时的东西，它还受到罪恶的玷污啊。
Not only is temporary, but also it's contaminated by sin.
所以这个生命呢，今天我们还不能完全自主。
So with this life, we're not free.
那么这个生命呢，变成了魔鬼撒旦所控制的一个生命。
And this life actually is controlled by Satan, the devil.
所以你人在地上，你再聪明，你也聪明不过魔鬼的。
So no matter how small you are, you're not smarter than devil.
这是我们人的一个悲剧，对不对？
This is a sad story about human being.
但是请你记得。
But please remember,
神所给这个生命只是为暂时用一下。
God gave this life just for us to use temporarily.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
主今天救了我们。
God saved us today.
所以在你蒙恩得救的那天。
So ever since the day you are saved,
圣灵重生，你就把另外一个生命放在你的里面。
Holy Spirit gave us rebirth.And he put the new life in us.
这个生命是造物者的生命。
This life is the life of a creator.
啊，那么这个生命我们称它为新生命。
We call this life a new life.
那么这个生命呢，是神把它分赐给我们众人的。
This is a life God distributed to us all.
啊，不是 dispense， 它这个分，你知道这个生命呢是分赐的。
It's a shared.
什么叫做分赐呢？
What do you mean by shared?
我们常常讲这个旧造的生命是可以遗传，但这个新生命是不能遗传的。
We said that old life can be inherited, but this life cannot be inherited.
它可以分赐。
But you can be shared though.
我常常讲，有的做儿女的人呢，这是爱自己的父母啊。
Some children really love their parents.
甚至有的人就想说，哎呀，我希望呢，我能减寿十年，把十年嫁给我的父母呢。
They sometimes say that I wish my life is shortened for 10 years, and so I can give this 10 years to my parents.
你可以有这个心愿，但是你不能做，对不对？
You can have this good intention, but you cannot do it.
所以旧造的生命可以遗传。
So the old life can be passed on.
但新生命不可以。
But new life, you cannot do that.
所以我们讲了，你不是说你父母是基督徒，你生下来的儿女是基督徒，不行的。
So we say that if parents are Christians, their children may not be Christians.
那么神的生命是分赐给我们的。
Because God shares His life.
什么叫做分赐啊？
What does it mean by share?
就这个生命在神里面是怎样，在你里面也是怎样。
So whatever this life is in God, so it is in us.
不过呢，我们里面只是得到一个小小的种子了。
But we are just receiving the seed or sample.
但是它里面的性质是完全一样的。
But in its nature, it's exactly the same as
what's
in God.
而且神把这个生命给所有的人都是一样的。
And God gives this life all the same to all the people.
这是非常大的一个恩典呢。
This is a great grace.
那么只有这个生命，我们称它为永生，叫做永远的生命。
So we call this life the eternal life.The eternity.
它是无限量的一个生命。
It is a limitless.
它的智慧、能力、性情都是无限量。
In its wisdom, in its nature, it is a limitless.
所以圣经称它为无穷的生命。
So Bible says this is an inexhaustible life.
它不受时间空间的限制。
It's not limited by space and time.
那么今天神把他自己的生命给了我们。
So God gave His own life to us today.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
感谢我们的神。
Thank God, our God.
旧造的生命是会结束的。
You know, old life can end.
新的生命是存到永远的。
But the new life endures forever.
所以我们今天呢， 基督徒必须要分辨什么是旧生命，什么是新的生命。
So today Christians have to be able to discern what is old life, what is new life.
我们在说这个旧的生命呢，是在仇敌的权势底下。
Let me say again, this old life is under the control of the Satan.
所以使徒们才讲啊。
That's why the apostle said,
这个魔鬼呀，像这个吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So the apostle says that the Satan, the devil, is like a roaming lion who seek for the opportunity to devour.
那么这个旧生命他可以吞吃的。
Because he can devour the old life.
但是新生命他不能吞吃的。
But he cannot devour the new life.
所以对一个基督徒来讲啊。
For a Christian,
啊，如果你老活在旧生命里面，那你就受仇敌控制。
If you continue to live in the old life, then you are controlled by the Satan.
如果你活在新生命里面，
but if you live in the new life,
仇敌是不能吞吃的。
The devil cannot devour you.
啊，我听见有一个弟兄啊，他曾经这样说。
I heard a brother say this.
哎呀，他说我们基督徒在地上好可怜呐。
Oh, he said the Christians are so miserable on earth.
哇，这个魔鬼像狮子一样到处吞吃啊。
Because the devil is like a lion.Devoured everywhere.
哇，那个魔鬼吞吃神的儿女，好像吃把肺一样的。
So the devil eat the Christians, God's chosen, like eating buffet.
我后来听，我想这个不对。
After while I think think a while, and then I think this is not the correct statement.
所以我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，基督徒是撒旦吞不得的，吃不得的。
I told them that Satan cannot.Devour Christians.
因为我们里面有新的生命啊。
Because we have this new life in us.
他吞下去，他的麻烦就大了。
Because if he devour us, then it is a big problem for him.
啊，你记得圣经中有一个很有趣的故事吗
？Do you remember that the Bible has a very interesting story? It talk about the prophet Jonah.
啊，那么神就有一次安排一个大鱼，把约拿一口就吞下去了。
God prepared a big fish and swallowed Jonah.
啊，我想那天那个大鱼真是高兴的不得了啊。
I think on that day the big fish was very happy that day.
哇，一口吞下了这么大一个一个人呢。
He swallowed a big man, so he was very happy.
吞了神的一个先知，你看吃了肚里。
Not only that, he devoured a God's prophet in his belly.
啊，一吃那个鱼啊，觉得很高兴，哎呦，今天个吃到美食了。
Maybe that the fish was very happy.He devoured a very good meal.
结果后来发现呢、啊，这个吞下去的东西、啊、不能消化。
But later he found out he cannot digest the ones he swallowed in.
这个约拿在大鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
So Jonah stayed in a fish belly for 3 days,
我们就知道这个大鱼闹肠胃闹了三天三夜。
So this fish had a stomach problem for 3 days, 3 nights.
非常痛苦。
It was in pain.
你想我们平常吃东西吃下去不消化，你多难过，对不对
？So think about that. When you swallow something and you cannot digest, you're gonna be in a great pain.
那么当然呢，约拿也很难过。
Of course, Jonah also was in a very discomfort.
哇，这个在鱼肚子里面多腥呐、啊，多臭啊
！In a belly, in fish belly, it smells like fish.
所以他觉得是像下了阴间下地狱一样。
So he thought that he was in the hell.
哇，三天之后，神许可让那个大鱼终于把约拿给他吐出来了。
So after 3 days, God allowed the fish to vomit the Jonah out.
哇，我想那一天呢、啊，这个鱼得释放，约拿也得释放，对不对
？On that day, the fish was relieved, and also Jonah.
哇，这个鱼觉得很舒服，约拿也觉得很舒服。
Now the fish felt very comfortable now, and then Jonah also felt comfortable.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道主耶稣在十字架上死了以后
，We know that when Lord Jesus died on the cross,
阴间也曾经把这位生命的主把他吞下去了，对不对
？The Hades actually swallowed up the Lord Jesus.The life of the Lord of life.
因为这个新生命是不会死的。
Because this new life cannot die.
因为这个新生命一到了阴间去之后呢
？When this new life came down to the Hades.
哇，这个整个阴间也震动。
It shook the whole Hades.
到最后，这个阴间也破裂。
And this whole Hades was broken. And Lord Jesus was resurrected from the Hades. So, dear brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord. The devil can swallow the flesh, but it cannot swallow the new life.
所以如果这就告诉我们，如果你今天老是活在旧生命里面了，可能有一天你就被魔鬼给吞下去了。
It tells us that if you continue to live in the old life, maybe one day the devil will swallow you up.
虽然你不会死啊,
even though you will not die,
但是呢, 你好像约拿一样在大鱼肚子里面也不舒服。
It's like a Jonah in the belly of the fish. You will feel very uncomfortable.
我不是在讲故事啊,
I'm not speaking just talking about the story.
我讲的是真实的经历啊,
I'm talking about the real experience.
我想你有经历的人就能领会了, 对不对?
So you have a similar experience, you understand what I'm saying.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
oh, dear brothers
and sisters,
Lord Jesus has given us the new life.
神希望我们能活在这个新的生命里面。
God wants us to live in this new life.
那么我们怎么样来分辨?
So how can we discern this new life and the old life? The Bible tells us very clearly. This new life is discerned by the laws. We distinguish life based on the laws. So take a look at the old life.
鱼的生命有鱼的生命的律, 它必须在水里,
so fish has a law govern the fish life. So fish live in the water.
啊, 那么你把它拉到陆地上来, 它就不能生活的。
If you put the fish on earth, then they couldn't live.
它是受这个律的支配。
Because their life is controlled by this law of fish life.
啊, 那个鸟的生命呢是在天上飞的。
You know, the bird's life is that to enable them to fly in the sky. But the rest of animals will live on earth.
哎呀,我常常有时坐飞机的时候就这个感触很深。
So whenever I fly, I have this very deep sentiment.
有的时候呢,人家这个航空公司好心给我upgrade到这个 business class.
Sometimes the airline they upgrade my seat to a business class.
有人就羡慕,哇,你坐business class啊!
Some people admire that. Says, whoa, you came with the sitting on a business flight business class.
我就跟他讲,那个business class虽然不错,但是他赶不上我家里的床舒服。
That even though the business class seat is very nice, but it cannot compare to the bed that I have at my home.
所以呢,当个飞机一落地的时候,哎呦,觉得好舒服啊。
So as soon as the airplane landed, I feel very comfortable.
因为什么?我的生命的律是在地上,不是在天上。
Because the law that governs my life is for the earth, not for the flying on the sky.
如果今天给你一个 first class,你整天在天上,你愿意吗?
So if today you're given a first class seat, are you willing to just live in the air all the time? So we know this, we discern the different life based on the laws. We see this, all the plants and the animals, it's very complicated. So, but every life is governed by the Lord of life. So we use a law to put the limits.
对,它是一个限制。
It is that's the limit.
它也是一个生命的一个表现。
Also, through that limit, you exhibit that life.
所以,神给我们的旧生命有旧生命的律,神给我们新生命有新生命的律。
So God gave us an old life with a life of with the law that governs our life, and God gave us new life with the law that governs the new life.
我们是借着这个律来分辨什么是新生命，什么是旧生命。
Based on the laws, we'll distinguish what is old life, what is new life.
所以你知道在旧约圣经里面,
so you know that in the Old Testament,
当神把他的儿女带到以色列百姓带到西乃山下之后,
when God brought children of God at the bottom of the Mount Sinai.
第一件事情神就在那里先把十诫把神的律法给了他们, 对不对?
First thing God did was God gave them Ten Commandments, God's law to them.
现在你懂得了神为什么把律法给他们呢?
Now you understand why God gave them the law.
神把这个律法给他们, 就告诉他们说, 我造物者生命的律是怎样的律?
God gave them the law so that they would understand that what kind of law of life that God is.
所以在西乃山上神赐律法, 就是显明神生命的性情。
So God gave them the law at the mount to show that the nature of God's life.
也说明了神是怎样的一位神。
So it also shows what kind of God God is.
那当初以色列百姓并不明白啊。
But at the time, Israel did not understand this.
那么摩西问他们说，神所赐的律法你们能遵守吗？
So the Moses asked them, can you obey the law that God given you?
哦，说我们行。那个以色列说，我们能遵行。
Israel says, yes, we could obey them.
他们完全不懂得那个律的意思啊。
Because they failed to understand the meaning of the law.
神的生命的律啊。
Because that law speaks of God's life.
那么你这个人怎么能去遵循它呢?
How could a man, human being, obey these laws?
就像我们去动物园看见猴子啊。
It's like we're visiting a zoo and then see a monkey.
我们说猴子你可以遵循人的生命的律吗?
Can monkey obey the law of a human being?
他说可以，你看我也可以拿叉子、拿刀子，可以吃点东西。
You can say, oh yeah, that yeah, the monkey can mimic the human being using a fork and knife, eating things.
但吃完了之后一下就上树了，就是。
But once he's done, he'll climb up right back up to the trees.
他有的地方可以显出来一点，好像。
So in a small portion, they may be able to exhibit some form of human life.
你知道，这就是犹太人。
You see, this is what Israel.
犹太人呢，他们拿着十诫，他们就在那里要遵行，就像猴子学人差不多。See,
so they took the Ten Commandments and trying to obey them. So it's like a monkey trying to mimic the human life.
神的用意根本不是叫他们来遵行的。
See, God's purpose was not for them to obey, to follow.
所以在西乃山上。
So on the Mount Sinai,
神赐律法。
God gave them the law.
一方面显明神的生命,
on one hand, to show what God's life is about.
另外一面有很重要的意义,
on the other hand, it's a very important meaning.
堕落的世界已经偏离了神的律。
It tells us that the fallen world had deviated from God's law.
我们知道这个破坏神的律的第一个人就是撒旦。
You know who broke God's law first, it was Satan.
所以撒旦在圣经里面被称作是不法的。
So Satan was called in the Bible the lawless.
第一个神所创造天使长破坏神生命的律。
God created first the chief of angel, and he broke the God's law.
然后他把罪带到人的里面。
And he brought sin in man.
结果整个宇宙就失去了秩序。So
the whole universe lost its order.
变成空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
It became a void and formless.
结果万有都失去了生存的意义。So
everything else lost the meaning of existence.
所以神在那里颁布律法的时候告诉我们说呢，整个万有或者整个人类将来生命的意义在这里。
So when God gave them the law, God says the all the meaning and purpose of life contains in it.
不过呢，在旧约呢，神只是把他生命的性情呢展示了一下。So
in the Old Testament, God only revealed the nature of their life.
那么神不是光要他们看见神的生命是怎样的生命。Not
only that, God wants us to see what kind of life God's life is.
说明了神要把人 重新带回到这个生命的里面。
But also God wants to bring man into this life.
就是神今天给我们这个受造的生命是暂时的。
So that the The created life that God gave us now is the temporary.
神造人的目的最大最主要目的是叫人拥有神的生命。
The purpose of God creating us is to have God's life in us.
可惜人们并不能明白这件事情。
But unfortunately, people fail to understand this point.
这个十诫呢，十条诫命还说明另外一个意思。
The Ten Commandments also show us another meaning.
就告诉我们说呢，人这个塑造生命的层次是低等的。
So it tells us that created life that we have actually is a lower level.
是无论没办法达到神的那个标准的。
We can never achieve the standard that God set for us.
所以四千年呢，以色列的历史证明什么呢？
So for 4,000 years, history of Israel proves this one thing.
证明了这个生命是人的生命，受造生命是个低级的生命。
It tells us that the life that we have, is at the lower level.
所以神为了要证实这一个
，In order to prove this point by God，
那么神先把律法给了人。
So God first gave us the law，
人做不到
，and human being failed to achieve it。
所以因此神就差遣他的儿子到地上来。
Therefore God sent His own Son to the world。
那么主耶稣道成肉身来到地上
，So Lord Jesus became flesh。
他就把神的生命。借着他人的肉身彰显在地上。
So through his flesh, he revealed God's life to us.
所以只有主耶稣基督身上的那个生命是新生命。
So only the life that's on Lord Jesus is the one that is God's life.
是丰盛的生命。
It is a rich life.
那么只有这个生命彰显了神的完全的律。
So only this life can show us the complete nature of God's law.
所以在马太福音第五章所讲的很清楚。
So in Matthew chapter 5, Lord tells us very clearly.
主说你们不要以为我来了是要废掉律法和先知。
So please do not think that I came to abolish the laws and prophets.
他说我来不是要废掉。
I came not to abolish them.
我是来成全的。
I come to fulfill them.
律法的一点一画都不能废去。
The one stroke of law cannot be done away.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
有现在主把那个造物者的生命带来了。
Because the Lord brought to us the life of Creator.
而这个造物者的生命呢，是完全符合于造物者生命的律的。
Because this the life of Creator can fulfill in totality, the law of The Creator.
那并且呢，罗马书第十章第四节有这样的话说。
In Romans chapter 4 verse 10 it says this.
他说，律法的总结就是基督。
The sum of the law is Christ.
所以这告诉我们，到了新约时代中，神不是把规条给我们，神是把基督给我们。
So in New Testament, God does not give us regulations. God gave us Christ.
所以这个新约的律不是一些的规条了。
You see, the law of New Testament is not regulations.
乃是基督，乃是那位 the living one.
But the Christ, the living one.
所以今天基督成了我们里面的这个律法。
So Christ became law in us.
所以圣经才说呢，神的义现在在律法之外成全。
So that Bible tells us the righteousness of God has been fulfilled outside of the law.
所以在新约时代中啊，神没有给我们基督徒什么规条来遵守。
So in the New Testament, God did not give us the regulations to obey.
有很多基督徒啊，很喜欢遵守规条。
So a lot of Christians love to observe regulations, guidelines.
我们那里过去有一个弟兄。
In the past that we had a brother in our assembly.
他是个 PhD, 他也是个大学教授。
He was a PhD and he was a professor in college.
结果他得救了。
And one day he was saved.
他在学校教书啊，什么都很聪明的。
So he was very smart in teaching in college and school.
但他发现一件事情呢，信的主就不会过基督徒的生活。
But he found out that he didn't know how to live a Christian life.
所以有一天他跑来找我。
So one day he came to see me.
他说孙弟兄啊，做基督徒太困难了。
He said, brother son, it is very difficult to be a Christian.
他说你能不能从圣经里面给我写个十条八条的。
So can you from the Bible summarize some 10 regulations or 10 rules?
那么我照着这样做，我就会做。
So I can observe them, follow them, so it will become easier for me.
你说要顺从圣灵，顺从里面的感觉，我不会。
But if you ask me to follow the Holy Spirit and follow the inner sentiment, I could not do that.
所以你看我们基督徒啊，一直到今天不懂得神给我们这个新生命的这个律是什么。
See, Christian up to now do not understand what the law of new life is.
所以请我们弟兄姊妹记得。
So please, dear brothers and sisters, let's remember this.
基督徒是活出来的，不是做出来的。
Christians, we have to live out the Christian life, not to manufacture Christian life. God gave us this new life. We need to live according to the law of new life. Very naturally, you observe God's law. So in the New Testament, the law is inside, not outside.
几千年前，这个先知耶利米已经看见这件事情。
See, many thousand years ago, Prophet Jeremiah already saw this point.
神已经借他预先告诉我们。
Through that prophet, God told us.
到了一个时候，神要把他的律法放在我们里面。
One day, God would put His law within us.
但是神也知道，他把这个生命放在里面，你还是不会呀。
And God knows that even He put His law in us, we still didn't know how to do it with it.
神就差遣了一个保惠师住在你里面。
So God also gave us this the Comforter, Counselor to live in us.
就是圣灵住在我们里面。
That is the Holy Spirit to live in us.
你知道吗？ 在新约圣经里面是圣灵这个保惠师这个字啊。
You know that in Old Testament, in New Testament, this Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Word Comforter.
在圣经原文里面就是律师啊。
You know, in the original language, it means the advocate, the lawyer, attorney.
神今天差遣个lawyer在你里面。
See, God sent a lawyer to live in us.
我想我们在美国，我们都知道。 这个生活需要lawyer的，对不对？
You live in America, you know that you need a lawyer to live.
因为这个美国法律这么复杂，我们搞不清楚，对不对？
Because the complexity of American laws, so we cannot understand how to
navigate. 你找个lawyer帮助你就行了。
You need to find a lawyer to help you out.
你就不需要伤脑筋，他都懂了。
Because you don't have to worry about it anymore, because the lawyer will figure that out for you.
他会按照美国的律法怎样来保护你的权益。
So he will protect your benefit according to the laws of the land.
所以今天圣灵在里面是 lawyer.
So Holy Spirit in us is a lawyer.
他是按照神的律，维护神的权益在引导我们。
So in order to protect God's interest in us, He leads us.
所以这就为什么圣经告诉我们要顺服圣灵啊。
That's why Bible tells us we need to obey the Holy Spirit.
你要顺服圣灵。
We need to be obedient. To the Holy Spirit. So then it will be naturally you can live out this life. We truly need to thank God wholeheartedly.
他把他的律法展示出来了。
Because He exhibited His law before us.
他知道我们不会懂。
He knows that we do not understand.
然后他把 这一个律所有的生命也赐给我们了。
And also, He gave us this law of life to us.
他还是知道我们活不出来。
And He also knows that we cannot live it out.
然后他就叫他的儿子到地上来成为人，把这个通通活出来了。
So He sent His Son to live this out for us in the flesh.
所以你知道吗？ 四福音书是讲到主怎样为这个生命做榜样。
So the four gospel tells us how the Lord lived this out as example for us.
很可惜今天很多人读四福音书啊，人就把它当历史书来研究。
But unfortunately, a lot of people read the gospels as books of history.
我常常讲四福音书不是历史书。
I often said that the four Gospels are not historical books.
是那个新生命的说明书。
It is the explanation of the new life.
弟兄姊妹听懂了吗？
Do you understand what I said?
你今天呢, 去market里面买了一个什么电器用品或者什么东西,他都给你附的一个什么说明书, instruction, 对不对?
So if you buy some the things from the market, it comes with the instructions how to use it.
你知道我每次买这个东西,我最怕就是那个说明书。
Whenever I buy something, and the thing that I fear most is the instruction book.
我不知道你怕不怕。
I don't know if you are afraid of that or not.
比如说你买个电脑回来,那个说明书这么厚。
For example, you bought a computer home, and the instruction book was this thick.
你要懂得怎么用这个机器,你就要读这个说明书。
If you want to know how to operate this machine, you need to read through this instruction manual.
我们呢,今天呢, 正是像这样的光景来对付主动圣经的。
So we are like exactly like that. We try to do similar thing to the Bible.
主耶稣把这个说明书啊, 把它弄得非常的完整。
So actually, the four Gospels is like an instruction manual that Lord Jesus exhibited to us very completely.
用四本福音书来说明。
So the Lord used the four Gospels to describe to us.
哎呀，我们都觉得太麻烦了。
And we think that it's too complicated.
但是如果你不照这个说明书的话呢？
But if you don't follow what's in the instruction manual,
你根本不知道如何活在这个新的生命里面。
You will not be able to live according to this new life. We thank the Lord.
主也知道我们，虽然他的儿子已经把这个生命的光景通通显明出来了。
Even though God's Son already exhibited to us completely this new life.
也给了我们手中一本圣经写得清清楚楚的。And
also give us Bible and have all this written clearly to us.
神还是知道我们不会。God
knows that we are not able to follow.
神就差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。So
He sent Holy Spirit to live in us.
所以这位圣灵在我们里面不仅是律师，他也是教师。So
Holy Spirit in us. It's not only the lawyer, but also his instructor.
所以我们如果谦卑的话呢,
if we are humble,
我们只要顺服这位圣灵, 照着他的引导, 他告诉我们怎么活, 我们就怎么活, 就活出来了吗?
Then we'll follow his instruction. Whatever he instructs us, we'll just follow.
哎呀, 我们一直觉得我们很聪明, 我们要自己来活, 结果你活得就不像样子, 对不对?
We often think that we are smarter, so we live according to our own ways.
弟兄姊妹们,我们把这些所有一切东西加起来, 这个叫做圣经中所说的恩典。
So if we, the sum of everything I just said in the Bible is called grace.
恩典就说明什么? 是神给你的,神来做的。
So what does that mean by grace? Means that what God gave you and what God performed for you.
我没有时间举例子了,我只能让你自己去领会。
I don't have time to give you examples. You just need to find illustration yourself. It is very important.
那么好, 弟兄姊妹们,
so now we need to pay attention to
something.
So why God still gave us this old life?
神给我们旧有的生命是给我们机会。
Because God gives this old life so that He can give us opportunities.
在神所创造整个万有所有的受造生命里面，只有人的生命有机会。
See, among all the lives God created in the old creation, only human life had opportunity.
哎呦，有的人看见鸟在天上飞，哎呀，好羡慕。那神为什么不把我造成这只鸟呢？
Some people look at the birds flying in the air, they say, oh, I wish that I could be made into the bird.
哇,我们看那个鱼在水里面游得多好,哎呀,神把我们造成这鱼多好呢?
Or sometimes we see the fish swimming in the pond, we say, oh, we wish that God made us into fish.
你要感谢神,神把你造成个人。
You need to thank God that God made you human.
因为只有人有机会。
Because only human beings have the opportunity.
虽然我们受造的生命只有短短的几十年,
even though our old life had lifespan of decades,
神第一个叫你在受造的生命里面的时候呢, 你要抓住机会, 相信耶稣基督做救主。
First, God wants, while you are in the old life, God wants us to grasp opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们说过这个救造生命会结束的。
We just said that old life will end.
我们感谢主，在座的所有弟兄姊妹，你在这个方面已经蒙到神的恩典了。
We thank the Lord, the brown sisters here. You already received grace of God on this point.
哦，我常常想，哎呀，在我这个短暂一生里面，我居然会认识耶稣基督是救主，认识他是神，哇，这是何等大的一个怜悯啊
！I thought that in my just a short lifespan on earth, I was able to believe the Lord. As my Savior and as my God, it is great blessing.
我们用这样的话说，你在你受造的生命中，你得着耶稣基督做救主，第一件事情，你就不枉为人。
So if you have this opportunity to believe in the Lord while you're in the old life, your life is not in vain.
如果你没有得着主耶稣基督做救主，你做人也白做，就是这样。
If you fail to grasp opportunity to believe in the Lord as your Savior, then your life is wasted.
弟兄姊妹，你要感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to thank God. It is the opportunity God gave us.
但是呢，神给的还不止这些。
God, what God gave us is more than this.
神为什么不我们一得救就把我们提走就好了，对不对
？Why that God didn't rapture us?
神还让我们受造生命再继续延续呢?
When we're saved, why God continues to prolong our life in the old life?
这是第二件重要的事。
So there's a second very important
point. 你要用你这个有限的生命来换取神那个无限的生命。
God wants us to exchange this old life with this new life.
所以我们今天蒙恩得救之后，我们活在这个旧生命里面，我们用这个旧生命天天追求使新生命更多增长。
So while we live this old life, every day we pursue so that the new life will grow in us.
更多经历这个新生命。
So we experience more of this new life.
甚至基督徒还活在地上的意义。
So this is the meaning why Christians still live on earth.
啊，我想这是一个重要的一个分辨，你要需要抓住。
So this is a very important discernment. You need to grasp it.
那么更重要的一件事情。
And this another more important thing.
现在我们认识了神给我们这个新生命的重要。
So now we know the importance of why God gave us this new life.
所以你一生在地上，你都应该在这个新生命里面好好的追求，好好经历。
So we need to opening this new life, pursue and work hard for the Lord.
但是令人遗憾的。
But unfortunately,
今天我们看见地上整个的基督教，在地上很多的基督徒一直在发展的都是旧生命。
Unfortunately, what we see in Christianity, all Christians have developed, actually developed in this new old life.
人的智慧，人的才干，人的经验。
Man's wisdom,
人自以为是的东西，对不对呢
？Man's wisdom, man's ability, all this came from man.
你看看今天基督教里面许多的文字。
You look at the literature that Christianity produced.
很多东西都在旧造生命里面的东西。
You see, this all came from the old life.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
所有旧造的东西，神给他一个定命，有一天就完全要结束。
God has appointed that everything in the old life.Will end one day.
你今天地上所看见，无论人有多么大的、伟大的思想，多么伟大的一些的攻击，有什么伟大的建筑，什么都有些全部都没有的。
So you see, on earth, whatever how great the idea is, or the accomplishment is, or the architecture is, one day they will end.
也包括我们今天的基督教里面，你所建立什么伟大事业、伟大名声，有些全部归于无有。
And it also includes the Christianity. What happened in Christianity that the great ministry one day will end.
只要是出于这个旧生命的东西，有一天都要被烈火焚化。
As long as they come from this old life, one day it will perish in the intense fire.
所以圣经提醒我们。
That's why Bible reminds us.
你可以活在这个旧造的生命里。
You can still live in this old created being.
但是呢。
But,
你不要为这个旧造的生命努力。
You should not strive for this old life.
你今天得到的什么事业，得到什么产业，得到什么好处，有一天统统没有了。
Whatever you receive, the benefits, one day will begun.
我们要知道只有出于这个新生命的东西才能存到永远。
When everything came from this new life can endure forever.
很可惜啊。
But what a sad story.
很多神的儿女们并不懂得神的心意。
Many children of God do not understand the purpose of God.
我们活来活去还是活在那个旧生命的里面。
No matter how we live still in old life.
哎呀，有的时候我们看神呢给我们这个找这个好的职业，升了一点，多了几块钱，我们才高兴的要命的。
So sometimes God, through God's grace, He finds us a very good job, have a nice raise. We're so happy.
得到了一点什么名声，就到处夸耀。And
we will become famous, then we'll just let everybody know.
那么属灵的生命一点成长，他完全不在意。But
he didn't pay attention to the spiritual growth.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做没有智慧。You
know, this is called a lack of wisdom.
这是将来要后悔一件事。One
day, we will regret.
所以请我们记得。Please
remember.
在旧造的范围里面。In
this sphere of old life.
包括我们的生命和这个整个万有。Includes
our own life and the whole creation.
有一天是终归于无有的。One
day, they'll all be gone.
但是神今天已经在你 还在旧造生命中已经怜悯了我们，对不对？
But in this old creation, God showed His mercy to us.
我们求主给我们里面有智慧，能有分辨。So
we pray that God will give us wisdom so we can discern.
因为这件事情呢，
Because this matter,
神是让你自己来做决定的。It's
up to you to make a decision.
所以神当初造人时就给人一个自由意志。So
God gave us a free will when He created us.
神让你自己来选择。So
you make the decision.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天要看我们到底选择什么。So
today you'll see what you're going to choose.
我们知道亚当夏娃曾经做了错误的选择，对不对？
We see that Adam and Eve made the wrong choice.
神把它摆在伊甸园里有两棵树。
God put them in a Garden of Eden and created two trees.
一棵生命树，一棵善恶知识树。
One is a tree of life, the other one is tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道这个善恶知识树其实就是堕落生命的一个代表。So
this is a tree of knowledge and evil represent the fallen life.
生命树是神的一个代表。The
tree of life represents God's life.
结果呢，亚当夏娃选择了善恶知识树。But
in the end, Adam and Eve chose this tree of knowledge and evil.
这个选择后果是非常的可怕的。
So the result of this was very dreadful.
因为选择这个，所以整个万有都堕落了。Because
they choose this tree, so the whole creation fell with them.
圣经已经把这么明显的图画放在我们眼前。See,
the Bible depicts to us this picture very clearly.
但是我看见今天在地上的教会、地上的基督教，大家选择来选择去，还是救生命。So
we see this people on earth and the churches on earth, no matter how we choose, we always choose the old life.
真正跟着生命、新生命走的人并不多。So
there are only very few who follow this new life.
或者呢，有的人呢是有一点点新生命，大部分是旧生命混杂在一起的。Or
some people mixed a little bit of new life, but with the massive old life in their life.
因为我们那个人呢，有那个堕落的智慧。
Because human being has this fallen wisdom.
We
try to grasp what is from heaven and what is on earth, both hands.
这将来要得荣耀，今天地上也得大名。So
one day I want to be glorified in heaven, but today I want to get famous and rich and famous.
将来有基督永远的丰富，现在地上钱财也抓一点。
In the future, I'll have this, all the riches in heaven, but today, I still want to grab some of the riches on earth. Dear brothers, such life will cause to regret one day. I don't know after I share this idea with you.
你清楚不清楚吗?
You are clear.
我感谢主,
I thank the Lord. And God shows His mercy on me.
我现在知道新生命的重要。
Now I know the importance of this new life.
我努力在新生命上面。
I strive for this new life for the Lord.
我希望每个弟兄姊妹都能这样。
I hope that all brothers and sisters will do the same.
所以这是圣经中很基要的真理。
So this is a very basic truth in the Bible.
但是呢，这是一个根基。
But this is a foundation.
你想想看。
Think about it.
今天是不是很多基督徒 今天在根基的事上就犯错误了。
Think about it. The many Christians made a mistake in the matters of the foundation.
很多基督教所谓的事工 在根基上就错误了。
Many ministries are wrong from the foundation.
如果你在根基上错误, 你达不到神的目的。
If you are wrong from the start on foundation, then you will not reach goal of God.
更可怕, 有一天叫你看见一切都归于空虚。
More dreadfully, that one day you'll see everything will be in vain.
结果我们将来呢, 仅仅得救而已, 贫贫穷穷进天国。
One day, we'll just merely save, and we enter God's kingdom poorly.
求主使我们成为有耳可听的人。
So may the Lord give us an ear that can hear.
从我们个人的生活中,整个教会的侍奉中, 我们能分辨出什么是旧生命, 什么是新生命。
So in our individual life, in our service, we are able to discern what is old life, what is new life. Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, before you, we look to your mercies. May the Lord give us the ability to discern.
主啊,
Lord, you have given us this new life.
在我们的旧道生命中，你已经连续了我们。
In this new old life, you already show your mercy.
今天你的话很清楚地告诉我们。
Today, in your word, you clearly told us.
这个旧造的生命只是暂时的。
The old life is temporary.
是为着给我们一个机会，叫我们能得到永远的。
It is to give us the opportunity to obtain the eternity.
我们求你给我们智慧。
We pray that you grant us the wisdom.
So that
we can make a right decision.
While
we still have time on earth,
we'll
strive for the riches in this new life.
主啊, 我们仰望你的恩典,
we look to your grace.
求你用恩典的手握住每一个人。
May you hold us with your gracious hand. May you shed the light of truth clearly in our heart. So the days that we live on earth, we will gain what you want us to have. That is what you want us receive from our life on earth. May you glorify your holy name.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.